Are you ready for the quantum age?
Humanity's next step in evolution?
Dream Vision 7 Radio Network invites you to the extraordinary platform of evolutionary voices for the quantum age.
Let's explore. Learn more about this upcoming age where we bridge science with spirituality.
Where potentiality meets reality.
Where we take compassion into action.
Our trailblazers and visionaries will ask the whys, the what ifs, while igniting continuous possibility.
Come along with us into an age beyond what we know today, where we can grow together in unity consciousness.
Experience evolutionary voices for the quantum age Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Eastern on DreamVision7Radio.com.
Welcome. You have entered the realm of 1111 Talk Radio. Your host is Simran. It's time to discover your own language with the universe. Empower yourself, broaden your mind, open your heart, and discover who you are. Now, here's your host, Simran.
Welcome, 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 as we awaken to this last glorious Wednesday of June 2020. I hope you are doing well. I'm very excited about my guest today. There are these certain books in our lives that no matter how many times we move, how many places we live, or where we go, those books seem to go with us. And the author that I have today is James Redfield, and he is the author of The Celestine Prophecy, which has been a book that was one of my earliest reads as I embarked on my own spiritual path. I actually even have the DVD to the movie of this one, and it has been a beloved book of mine, and I'm thrilled to have him on today, especially since he has re-released The Celestine Prophecy. There is a brand new following where this book is being passed along as the millennial generation and their older kids are all of a sudden picking this book back up and taking in all of the insights. And it is one of those books where you will not only become aware of things that you knew that you knew that you knew, but they are delivered in a really beautiful way that open you once again to the innocence of these insights that James talks about throughout this book and the further ones that extend beyond this book. James Redfield was 43 when he published The Celestine Prophecy. He's been keenly interested in human spirituality all of his life, growing up in Birmingham, Alabama. And from an early age, he was motivated by a need for clarity about spiritual matters. He was brought up in a Methodist church and was loving and community-oriented. And he studied Eastern philosophies, including Taoism and Zen, while majoring in sociology at Auburn University. He went on to write this book, Celestine Prophecy. He quit his job as a therapist, and he incorporated a parable that is part Indiana Jones and part Scott Peck, and it's created a model for spiritual perception and actualization that resonates with millions of people, and it's focused on the mysterious coincidences that occur in each of our lives. This book was profound to me, especially as I was embarking on my own experiences of seeing 1111 everywhere, 30 times a day, and all of these other magical things that were happening that I write about in my own book, Conversations with the Universe. But he delivers a beautiful string of insights that help you not only understand the initial synchronicity and what is taking place in the world for you, but also how to deepen into that essence that is within you and truly command your life and be a part of the synergy of experience that we all are. I am going to do a quick review of the 12 Celestine insights. The first one has to do with noticing synchronicity, and that is the entry point, the measure of where we really are connected spiritually. It is the meaningful coincidences, which are the tiny miracles that steer us towards a good life. I'm sure that you have these moments where you've been having a conversation about something, and then all of a sudden that very thing shows up, or you're thinking about an individual and you happen to bump into them. These are called synchronous experiences, and they are part of what the magic of life holds for us, but it's also what we start to explore because they are that magical. We start to ask about them and wonder what is going on. And so I do believe we have James back, and I wanted to welcome you, James, to the show. Sorry we lost you for a second, but we've got you now.
That's right. Thanks. Listen, it's great to be with you. Interested in all the things that you do, you know. It's very gratifying to be on your show, and so looking forward to it.
Wonderful, wonderful. The first thing I'd love to talk about is this re-release. It does seem like the millennials are have picked up this book, that their older children that are in college or just after college or just before, they're also realizing, and they're hungry. They're really hungry, I find, for this kind of knowledge and understanding more about our world. And with this new re-release, you've also added an in-depth afterword that that goes into quite a bit. Can you talk a little bit about how this has kind of created a whole new movement around the book and the purpose and mission of the afterword that you have created?
Yeah, you know, it's been a lot of fun. I got a call from my publisher, and she said, "What are you doing with Selfing Prophecy?" And I said, "Well, not really anything out of the ordinary." And she said, "Look, it's being passed along at a higher rate now. We've got a lot of internet chatter, and looked into it. And of course, it's this new generation of millennials. You know, they're interestingly reaching in mass the kind of age 38 through 40, where every generation asks some higher questions. You know, we've done the parenting thing. We've done, yeah, we can support ourselves, but there's got to be more than this. What do I really want to do with my life?" So there's a kind of awakening going on to spirituality in general, consciousness in general, and that's great to see. And I think it also is happening with their older children who are facing college or in college, because they're asking higher questions too. How do I get educated without spending a fortune? What do I want to do with my life? And it's really an interesting time. We've got all these challenges happening out there with, you know, some social, let's say, a conversation, but also, you know, the pandemic. And I believe it's a real, it can be a positive reset. And people everywhere are going to be kind of thrown into their center of asking the larger questions. And I think that's already happened.
It is an interesting time. And if we apply the book to today, particularly some of the insights that have to do, the fourth insight, which has to do with human control dramas, and if we apply that to some of what's going on out in the world, whether it is politically, whether it is racially, whether it is religiously, if we look at how that energetic pushback and force, or this wave of energy that is moving through right now, is trying to equilibrate, it's really important to have some of these insights in mind as we understand who we are in terms of how we give and take energy, particularly now, because we also, along with, you know, the new generations, we're seeing a rise in narcissism as well, a lack of empathy. And so how do you see some of these insights, particularly, let's talk about that fourth insight of human control dramas. How do you see that being addressed in powerful conversation through this new re-release of Selesting Prophecy?
Well, as you mentioned, I did write a long afterword, which is, you know, the experience of reading the book, Selfing Prophecy, the first book, and all four of them, I tried to make very experiential with a kind of adventure tale style. But the experience of these books, especially the first one, feels like a kind of opening to consciousness. And I think by describing these insights. And again, I didn't make them up. I'm just reporting about the power of them. And they really started with the very beginning of the human potential movement, Carl Jung. When he separated from Freud, Freud had very materialistic psychoanalysis, and Jung separated from Freud and started his own psychoanalysis, or how to become aware of yourself and the world. But he added a spiritual dimension, a consciousness dimension. And since then, we've been had this huge conversation called the Human Potential Movement with scholars and adepts and scientists, and, you know, everyday questioning of what is our real potential? How do we find peace? How do we find purpose in the world? So what I believe is happening out there right now, and it's astrological, and you can look at all the aspects in long-term planets. It's very astrological, where we're having to, we've been kind of forced to wake up because there's so much uncertainty and so many people yelling so loud you can't understand, and a lot of, as you say, fear being revealed. And the whole thing to me is a wake-up call. So in the new book, this afterward was what to do once you read the selfing policy, because it does activate the archetypes that Carl Jung spoke to. And what happens is you read the book and it's this kind of an excitement. You're left with this this feeling of, hey, there's more to the world than you thought. There's these mysterious synchronicities. How do we tap into those? And afterward, I really felt like with the two new generations coming online, that a kind of how to stay awake description it was called for. So I really I added that, but I added it because that's what people are already doing. We're trying to stay awake above the fray, above the sheer and anger, and find a peace in our heart and this mysterious life of synchronistic flow, meaning, you know, there is a life we can step into, and that there's a process for that, but we can step into it where we're guided in life, and if we follow this intuitive intelligence, what happens is all these mysterious coincidences happen. That, as you say, Carl Jung described as synchronicity. So there's this force in the world, and that's a divine force in my view, but the universe is set up for us to step into a flow of life in which our best, we reach our best connection and love-based connection, and then move forward into sensing what is our truth to tell in this world? How did we come to expand human evolution and of consciousness? And each of us came in with a plan, in my view, because my second book is about that, realizing that the afterlife is a real place. That was an insight that came in after I started writing about these insights. And so my role was always almost like a sociologist talking about the trends of awareness popping up in humanity that shows us that we're the whole human experience is to open up to this sense of mission that we can get help in manifesting. So that's the inspiration. Part of this, and again, I think it's just a pop, one more step open in the consciousness that makes us see ego for what it is. It's just the pretending, and the real juice of life is to go into whole consciousness and opening the heart, and you know all that you talk about a lot.
Well, and I think you know what is really powerful and very subtle, because we dive into what the insights are, but the very word insight in itself says so much, because the world will pull us out. It will make us think that everything out there is really where we need to place our focus and what we need to put our energy towards and our attention on, whereas it is the insight. The world is trying to point us back to the inner truth that lay within us. And so these insights that are written out in the Celestine Prophecy and then the 10th, 11th, and 12th that you go into in your other books, they are the awareness that when we do the work, we actually find those things within ourselves. Do you find that you're coming across people that are allowing themselves to stay in that place? I know that afterward goes into prayer, and it goes into inspiration, it goes into karmic alignment. Do you find that people are really engaging more in that work in a different way now with the things that we have happening in the world?
Without a doubt. There's more meditation going on out there in the world than ever before. And I believe that's because we're reaching, there's a kind of, all the lower emotions are erupting all over the world, right? And that's, that means they're erupting within us. And there's, a path to peace that is instinctual. It's something that all of us come back to. And what I recommend in my workshops is a kind of love-based meditation practice. And it's good to sit in one place with your eyes closed to get started, to get over the fear of it. But, once that's done, then it can be a contemplation process so that we're quiet. But what we're healing is not just the chatter in our minds. We can heal the emotional eruptions in our life. And I think that with all that's going on, there are a lot of emotions. A lot of people are fearful, have anxiety about it. A lot of people are angry about it. A lot of people blame someone else for it. And to get past that, we have to get in touch with our master emotion, and that is that's love. And it's funny, even in the human potential business, I get a lot of arguments about pointing out love as an important contributor to consciousness, because I'm having people tell me, oh, it's, love is too mushy, it's too weak, it's too passive. Just the opposite is true. Opening up a heart-based emotion of love that is a state of mind, not a love with an object attached to it, but love is a state of mind. And that's a meditation practice that anyone can do. We're wired to pop into this open heart. And when we do it, it's the greatest stabilizer in our life. We're centered in this, the heart opening centers us in our life journey. We suddenly become the star of our own movie. We love is what happens is that when we practice this, building this love emotion, and that's, you just have to keep working until you're graced with feeling it. And then it becomes a master emotion, a stabilizing emotion, and all the lower emotions, they may still come up and knock us out of our flow in life, but it's coming back easier when we have this master emotion of love. The lower emotions tend to bounce off, and we can hold on to this inwardly, this inner security that brings,
The Celestine prophecy contains secrets that are currently changing our world. Drawing on ancient wisdom, it tells you how to make connections among the events happening in your own life right now. And it lets you see what's going on and happening in years to come. This is a book that has been passed from hand to hand, from friend to friend, since it first appeared in small bookshops across America. Celestine Prophecy is a work that has come to light at a time when the world deeply needs to read its words, and it has been re-released at a time when many generations are grabbing hold of it. The story it tells is a gripping one of adventure and discovery, but it's also a guidebook that has the power to crystallize your perceptions of why you are here and where you are in life, and to direct your steps with a new energy and optimism as you head into tomorrow. You can find out more about James Redfield and the Celestine Prophecy, along with an online community that is forming at CelestineVision.com. In addition, check out his Sedona August 22nd event that is at the Unity of Sedona. That is CelestineVision.com. We'll be right back with James Redfield after these messages.
Have you seen 1111? Do you wonder why certain numbers keep showing up in your life? 11, 111, 22, 33, 444. People all over the world are seeing 1111 and learning the language of universal communication. Subscribe to 1111 Magazine today. www.1111mag.com. 1111 Magazine is a bi-monthly print publication that offers a rich multi-sensory experience. As you engage with experts and topics of consciousness, become enlightened, empowered, and energized so you live a passionate and authentic life of conscious choices. 1111 Magazine, a daily staple for lifting the mindset, discovering the heart, and stepping into conscious living. 1111 Magazine. Order now at www.1111mag.com. 1111mag.com.
Do you want more? More joy, more abundance, more power and presence? How would it feel to have more loving relationships? More empowered community, greater fulfillment, and life purpose? The 1111 Mastermind community inspires, empowers, guides, and supports transformation. Shift your mind, expand your heart, deepen insights, let go and chart a new course, dream a new dream. The 1111 Mastermind community is an online portal for personal transformation and soulful expansion. Go to courses.1111mag.com. That's courses.1111mag.com. Change begins with you. Let it be simple, convenient, and transformative. The time is now. Step through the 1111 gateway. Courses.1111mag.com.
You are listening to 1111 Talk Radio. Simran is an award-winning author, publisher of 1111 Magazine, powerful speaker of wisdom, and a life mentor. Find out more at IamSimran.com. Now, back to 1111 Talk Radio.
Before we get back to my wonderful guest, James Redfield, and the Celestine Prophecy, I want to mention a sponsor of mine that I have been totally thrilled about because I have jumped online and started using some of their courses as well. Skillshare is an online learning community for creatives where millions come together to take the next step in their creative journey, and they are giving the 1111 listeners 2 free months of premium membership. So I invite you to dive right in. You can go to skillshare.com/11, spell out the word 11. It is so amazing in how many topics they provide, including illustration, design, photography, video, freelancing, and so much more. And there's thousands of inspiring classes for creative and curious people. If you're a lifelong learner, if you're a real and working creative, or even if you're a beginner, or you're a pro or someone that just wants to dabble into something, the classes include a combination of video lessons and class projects. And there are definitely classes to fit your schedule and your skill level. You can be a part of an online learning community with thousands of inspiring classes. You can have a membership with meaning, with so many real projects to create and the support of fellow creatives. They offer creative classes designed for real life and all the circumstances that come with it. It's a wonderful opportunity if you are still at home at this time and you want to upgrade your skill sets. There's so many class topics that would take you into new endeavors or new ways of work. And you can find it incredibly affordable. It is an annual subscription that is less than $10 a month. And for right now, just go ahead and try out those 2 free months of premium membership by going to Skillshare.com/11. My guest today is James Redfield, and he has sold millions upon millions of copies of Celestine Prophecy all over the world. It is a powerful little book that is a parable about people in the ancient the rainforest of Peru and ancient manuscript that was discovered. And within the pages of that manuscript are 9 key insights into life itself, insights that each human being is predicted to grasp sequentially, one insight and then another, as we move toward a completely spiritual culture on Earth. You can find out more about James and all of the work that he's doing at CelestineVision.com. He is building out an online community, which is very exciting. And he will also be appearing in Sedona on August 22nd at the Unity of Sedona. So if you're anywhere close by, and if you are back into traveling, definitely check him out when he's there. Welcome back, James. We were talking a little bit about how this book is having that resurgence and the insights do come. There is a certain age where individuals do start asking that question of why am I here and is there more? And it does seem like when we start to ask the questions or we have that curious nature, our perception, our eye tends to land on more things. More things start to appear in our world for us, and it sends us off on a journey if we're open to take that journey. One thing that I've discovered through the book, in having read it so many times over the years, is there's a sense of, some people would call it inspiration, other people would call it creativity, where the focus really is more on that adventure, and that energy seems to keep things flowing forward. When we have issues in our lives like we're facing in the world today, it's easy to kind of look at the issues and get stuck there as opposed to the creativity and the inspiration to move forward. Can you talk a little bit about how the insights address dealing with what's going on while also following the magic?
Yes, because I think we have to be realistic about the world around us, but we have to be build a connection with spirit, with the sense of divine guidance that we can find and experience. I challenge people all the time that they can prove that this guidance is real, and it's and prove it to themselves. And what's emerging now, that, and I'm writing a new book about this whole integration process, because we are integrating it into our full lifestyle. The magic, the flow, the synchronicity, the mysterious coincidences that open up opportunities for us. And it's, the process really is opening up through the insights, but opening up experientially. And the one thing that we can look for are these synchronicities, these mysterious coincidences. And you'll have the sort of materialistic scientific world who haven't gotten to the maturity to explore these synchronicities yet. But tell us that, there's nothing spiritual going on in the world. There's nothing mysterious about how our lives unfold, that's all just personal and random, and so they argue for that, and but in the middle of that, I believe people are discovering the process for themselves. And here's how I believe the process happens. First of all, as you begin to realize that there are these mysterious coincidences, and the more you look for them, the more you realize you've ignored them in the past, and that there are many more of these mysterious synchronicities happening. And the key, though, is to learn to explore. A lot of these synchronicities are the things that people tell us, just randomly tell us. We surf on the internet, and the things that come in have to be looked at as perhaps meaningful. There might be an opening of opportunity. You know, whatever your dream is that's unfolding that you want to do. You know, there are always openings of opportunity if we don't ignore them, if we pay attention, and to be bold and you know, talk to strangers. You know, if we hear a conversation, you know, on a plane and behind us or somewhere else, you know, try to get into a conversation and get the rest of the meaning of the synchronicity. You might be thinking about changing jobs, and all of a sudden you hear, say you want to be a teacher, you're moving into teaching, and you hear a retired teacher talking about the ins and outs and the secrets of success as a teacher right behind you on a bus or on the tube. And then, you know, but you can't just say, oh, boy, that was interesting. You have to, you know, strike up a conversation and really step into the opportunities that these synchronicities give us. So it's a flow that we're looking for. And I think it happens when we pay attention to the hunches that we have, the intuitive guidance, the thoughts, the call that old friend, call that client at a particular time. It'll come to you. These are not just random thoughts. These are very often guidances. So if we pay attention to them, we act on them, synchronicities will happen. We're in a flow. Now, there's several key things that we have to do. We have to also prayerfully intend that we have this flow. The more we have intention power, and the more you move into an open heart and divine connection, what happens is that intention power goes up. So you can manifest this dream that you're thinking about, or even what if you're have a problem to be solved. A lot of people lost their jobs in this shutdown. A lot of people lost their businesses. That's a slam in the face. But there is a helping process designed into the universe where we can get this, open up to our intelligence, and act on our hunches, and things will unfold. Now,
that's
besides intention, though, there's always karma. There's a karmic design in this universe, I think we can discover.
Well, that's what I found, too, as I was moving on my own journey. I called them Conversations with the Universe, which was the title of my first book. And what I started to discover was it is a conversation, that we will start to get those signs and those symbols and those synchronicities, and it will be based on an intention and an energy that we're putting out there. And then that sign comes, and we can either sit there and say, oh, that was really cool, or we can realize that that's the universe's part of the conversation, which is asking us to take an inspired action in some way, shape, or form. And when we take that next step or have that next belief or whatever step we take, then we have another conversation with the universe. And oftentimes it will bring up that karmic, anything that's karmic within us, anything unlike love. You were talking about the love component earlier. And for full love to appear, anything unlike it tends to show up first. So as we move into that karmic design that is within this entire spiritual design of our destiny that we're moving into, what is the karmic piece when it comes to the Celestine prophecy that you're trying to teach?
Well, I think that we can prove to ourselves very quickly if we start thinking about this, that the karmic design of the universe is around helping, okay, or giving. And it's a special kind of giving. It's an intuitive giving. In other words, in order to maximize the flow that we sense is available, this flow of destiny, we have to also give halftime not just to the synchronicities other people are going to give to us, but the synchronicities, you know, the meaningful information that we can intuit that we have to give to other people we cross paths with. In other words, we'll get intuitions about maybe something in our life story that another person might benefit from, okay? And this might be in a random conversation. You might not even know the person. But if you somehow get that experience, talk about that experience you've had that you sense would help that other person, what you very often find is that person will look at you and say, you know, I needed to hear that right now in my life. This is what I need. This is just helps me so much because you shared that. So that's the design of the universe. We're supposed to be giving synchronicities and getting synchronicities. And if we're giving, if you're a giver, you attract more givers into your life that act just like you. But if we're a taker, and you mentioned the control dramas, if we're taking energy from people, you know, so because we want to sell them something they don't need, or whether we want to, you know, get energy, you know, sort of dominate their energy and feel it ourselves. If we any kind of taking slows everything down because you draw into your life other takers. Now, you know, the human race is just to a point where we can talk about this openly. I mean, we've all been takers. We all grow up. You can't get through middle school without developing these control dramas and ways to throw people off balance so they defer their energy to you. You know, we're awakening from that. That's what's wrong with the world, the taking from each other energetically. And if that's replaced by giving, you could give just pure energy. You don't even have to talk. But if you also share, what the spirit within you wants that person to know, because you know that's a helping act. That's something that you can pay attention to and do it. And listen, we've only with all that's going on with the world, there are people out there who are extremely lucky. They find the solutions to their problems very quickly. And because of this karmic effect, if you're still giving, if you feel bad or depressed, if you go find someone who's sad and depressed and give them energy and whatever intuitive information you have for them, that's how, first of all, we get out of our depression, but we also become a problem solver and helper in the world. And that maximizes positive karma in this world. And I've proved it to myself so many times, over and over, but it absolutely is something each person, I believe, can, if they want their manifestation power to go sky high, you know, you're staying on the light side, and you're giving, and you're love-based in your attitude toward people, your world changes. And it's something that the human race is just now really opening up to. But anybody,
a powerful message.
A powerful message right now.
When we seek the ethic of giving and not taking from or manipulating others, we step into consciousness. We begin to detect our ego's past manipulation devices, or called control dramas, we have used to build up ourselves at another's expense. If we're mindful and catch ourselves every time we begin our control drama, eventually our control drama falls away completely. The dramatics begin to fall away until we can stop ourselves before we lapse into another such trap. This is from some of James Redfield's writings on his website, CelestineVision.com. Check out all of the things that he's doing there, along with the online community that he's building, and any events that are coming up. Again, that's CelestineVision.com. I'd like to remind you again to take advantage of those 2 free months of premium membership with Skillshare.com, one of my sponsors. It's incredibly affordable and deeply creative to unlock your creativity for social good. You can explore all kinds of classes that are happening, anything from illustration, design, photography, video, freelancing, and more. I also invite you to look up BetterHelp. That's Better, H-E-L-P. If you are looking for some counseling, if anything is interfering with your happiness or preventing you from achieving your goals, BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with a licensed professional therapist. You can start communicating in under 48 hours. It is not a crisis line. It's not self-help. This is professional counseling done securely online, and there's a broad range of expertise. You can find out more if you visit betterhelp.com/11. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, and join the over 1 million people taking charge of their mental health with the help of experienced professionals. It's more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available. Again, go to betterhelp.com/11 and spell out the word 11. We'll be right back after these messages with James Redfield and the Celestine Prophecy.
Do you want more? More joy, more abundance, more power and presence? How would it feel to have more loving relationships, more empowered community, greater fulfillment and life purpose? The 1111 Mastermind community inspires, empowers, guides, and supports transformation. Shift your mind, expand your heart, deepen insights, let go and chart a new course, dream a new dream. The 1111 Mastermind community is an online portal for personal transformation and soulful expansion. Go to courses.1111mag.com. That's courses.1111mag.com. Change begins with you. Let it be simple, convenient, and transformative. The time is now. Step through the 1111 gateway. courses.1111mag.com.
Have you seen 1111? Do you wonder why certain numbers keep showing up in your life? 11, 111, 22, 33, 444. People all over the world are seeing 1111 and learning the language of universal communication. Subscribe to 1111 Magazine today. www.1111mag.com. 1111 Magazine is a bi-monthly print publication that offers a rich multi-sensory experience. As you engage with experts and topics of consciousness, become enlightened, empowered, and energized so you live a passionate and authentic life of conscious choices. 1111 Magazine, a daily staple for lifting the mindset, discovering the heart, and stepping into conscious living. 1111 Magazine. Order now at www.1111mag.com. 1111mag.com. You are listening to 1111 Talk Radio. Simran is an award-winning author, publisher of 1111 Magazine, powerful speaker of wisdom, and a life mentor. Find out more at IamSimran.com. Now, back to 1111 Talk Radio.
We break through it, at least momentarily, to experience a moment that seems to move past us, our normal level of consciousness, and we sense an ultimate connection. Sometimes this event comes through a spiritual practice we found that brings us this moment. It could be a peak experience at a house of worship or through prayer, meditation, music, communing with nature, or a host of other points of entry. Instantly, we receive a fast-forward boost in our sense of well-being, peace, and even blissfulness. An experience described by prophets and saints as a greater sense of knowing and wisdom and the deep emotion of love. convincing us even more by foretelling that spiritual consciousness is real and provides a look ahead to the levels of awareness, the ultimate goal of spiritual evolution. I am with James Redfield today, the author of the best-selling, multi-million selling copy all over the world, Celestine Prophecy, and all of his other amazing books that follow that, the 10th, 12th, 11th Insights, and Shambhala, and just look him up. He's got amazing works on his website. You can go to CelestineVision.com, and I invite you to explore his online community. It's going to be something extraordinary, and he's doing some different meditations and different communications throughout that community that really will deepen you into the insights while also providing you the support of a community as well. Welcome back, James. We were talking a little bit during the break, again, about love, and we can't speak enough about that. I think so many people are out there looking for life purpose or trying to get life right and sometimes floundering because we can't control what's going on outside. This change thing is not only constant, it seems to be like on hyperspeed now. So when you're talking about grounding into love, and grounding into that place that is beyond the soft, feathery, mushy love that people often think of, and we're diving more into perhaps fierce love, bold love, grounded love, what does that look like in practical terms?
Well, the first thing is that it resolves issues. If we have runaway emotions that knock us out of our flow or prevent us from being bold and creative. And, it's that love connection, that it's a spiritual connection with a higher intelligence, a higher part of ourselves that is intelligent and gets key ideas at the right time to act on. These thoughts that are highly creative are gifts in a way. We can say what's our brains doing it, but you miss the power of it if you skip the opening heart connection. I mean, we can talk about consciousness all we want, but if we don't go through our heart to get to this consciousness with a practice of building this love emotion up, we lose the true essence of spirituality because it's active. And so love is, first of all, stabilizing. The other emotions don't crash into you. And if they do, you come back to this love connection. And you lose the true opening of intuitive intelligence, which again is a kind of guidance in our thinking that comes to us, things to do. Things to help when we have a problem, just a problem. That's intuitive intelligence helps us resolve that problem in a very mysterious, almost miraculous kind of way. And we have to be a giver to get all of this. The love that is our birthright, we open that channel more and more, because when we're thinking, how can I help this other person, what happens is that your intuitive intelligence opens up to tell you how you can help that other person. And I always challenge people to try to globalize this. What if everybody in the world was acting this way, in harmony with the true design of the universe and design of our common evolution toward perfection that we're engaged in on the planet? Right now, it looks like this fear and anger and discord everywhere. But beneath that, we see people crying out for true connection. When enough people approach each other, and with help, with giving energy that of this connection, this love-based connection, then what happens is we're designed to pop into it.
I think that so often, so often in this, especially now and in the Western world, everything is done with agenda and everything is done with how do I go get? And it's often us talking, the ego talking, the mind talking, the actions talking, that there has to be a sense of listening that starts taking place. And that listening kind of goes back to listening to the synchronicities, listening to the heart, listening for the destiny, listening to the environment. And so when we're looking at not just the individual using these insights, but we do put it more on a collective and global level, what do you think is the greatest practice or step for all of us to move into that place where we can actually listen and offer that love without the agenda?
Well, I will always encourage people to start a love-based meditation or contemplation or prayer practice, because you know, just devoting 20 minutes a day, you know, if you have 20 to 10, but you know, sit quietly and allow and intend, prayerfully intend to have this heart opening love emotion become your true emotion in life. Now, everybody's loved, right? I mean, you've loved your parents as a child, or your first puppy as a child, the first blush of love in adolescence. We remember those. That was a love with an object. We want to feel the height of that, the immensity of that, but have it as a state, a constant state, not needing an object. It's a state of love. And that is, again, the most stabilizing, powerful, creative, strengthful emotion and stability you can create. So this is not anything weak and mushy. We're talking about real creative power in the world that is loving and good karma, and results in a kind of flow of creativity that feels destined, because your soul recognizes, you know, this is the flow toward a mission that you contemplated before you even came, and that's the awakening that all this is about, and it's already happening. More people are meditating. The more that act on the light side, the more you stay on the light side. Now, there's a possibility that the darkness, what we call the dark side and the light side, are separating in a rapture preparation kind of mode. You know, you can do your own research on that.
Your 11th insight is the power of prayer, and that feeds into that whole creative space. And it moves into your 12th insight, which is the sensation of God's presence inside of us. And so as we move into that place, and you're talking about the separation of light and dark, do you feel like there's a separation or a merging? My own experience of life has been that we have to embrace and absorb the darkness so that we realize that it's all light and that it's all wholeness. What is your perspective on that? And we have just a couple of minutes left before we close.
Yeah. Well, I think it's imperative that we feel that way, that any negativity that we might describe out there is just a person in the throes of waking up, because the more desperate people get, and you see that everywhere across all politics, when people get desperate, it's really a stage in awakening to know that you can't find peace on the outside. You can never get enough money or power or attention or celebration or to make you feel to solve that problem of insecurity. Insecurity comes from within with spiritual connection. So You know, I believe that we're not at war with anybody. You know, if you move into holding and spreading this love space, this flow space, this creativity, this fast paced evolution, it's not judgmental of anybody. It's not, you know, to say there's a dark side means there's just another side. But it's the same process. I would agree with you completely. But the main thing is to stay in love and not stay in, because as soon as you get into conflict with someone, you're yelling at the politicians on the television, you're in the dark side. You know, you're in the world of negativity. That is yet to transform, and we don't want to live there because the light side is already well described, and it's the most creative, the most rewarding to stay in this light flow, the spiritual conscious connection flow, because it's nothing can compete with the ecstasy and inspiration energy of that.
My guest today has been James Redfield. He is the author of the profoundly popular Celestine Prophecy. I invite you to go online and order not just one copy for yourself, but several copies to hand out of the brand new edition, which has a powerful afterword with steps and exercises and instruction as to how to integrate these insights. While you're there, go ahead and order the 10th insight, The Secret of Shambhala, the 12th insight, and the Celestine Vision. He has got so many amazing books that you can partake of at this time. His website is celestinevision.com. Check out his online community and also his event in Sedona on August the 22nd. Thank you so much, James, for being on 1111 Talk Radio. My guest next week will be Mark Nepo. Looking forward to his brand new book and discussing it. Until then, I am Simran, in love, of love, with love, and as love. Be well.
Thank you for opening your mind to a new reality, your heart to greater compassion, and your experience of aliveness with 1111 Talk Radio.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.